Let's just stick with a question, and I'm going to say no vapor barriers ever. People confuse. There's vapor barriers, there's vapor retardants, vapor retardants, and then there's moisture barriers. What we use in Texas is a moisture barrier, and it goes behind siding or brick to keep any of the wind-driven rain from getting to the structure. That's the place it is used. Vapor barriers are never used in this climate. They're used in northern climates on the inside behind the sheetrock, because when it gets freezing outside, the moisture wants to migrate from inside the house to outside, and when it gets to a point in the wall, it'll start to freeze and cause a sheet of ice. So that's where a true vapor barrier is used, on the inside of very cold of homes in very cold climates.
I know I may regret asking you this, but I'm going to anyway. You're answering just the question. Is there more that you would say to Ricky?
I would have told him, the foam itself is a vapor barrier in many ways, and don't use the foam at all. Use a formaldehyde-free fiberglass. I think it's a poor choice of insulation, but, Charlie, we're not talking about a building envelope on a wood frame structure.
Right.
We're talking about a metal building. So I didn't want to get into that, because he's walking a fine line where I don't think he's going to have a lot of problem with it.
Right.